Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week you will learn the secrets to running a business without the stress. Here is your host, Angela Council.
Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week we learn the secrets to being a business and living the great life without all the stress. My name is Angela Council and I'm a health and lifestyle mentor. And this week I'm joined by someone who's absolutely so much fun. Her name is Trudy, and Trudy is a purpose and productivity coach. There's lots of P's in that, but she's so much more than that. She's got so much empathy, and she can be a little bit hard-ass too, she says. Now, and I've worked with Trudy. She is absolutely gorgeous in what she does. She's got a heart of gold, but she has a way of getting through some of the crap that you have going on in your head and asking the questions that get to the real point of what's going on. So she's really good at that. And then what she does is once she can get in there, she'll help you make sure it happens. And whether or not that's, you know, outsourcing things or just knowing what the next steps are, Trudy's so good at doing this. So she's all about GSDing, getting shit done. So welcome, Trudy.
That is quite an introduction. Thank you, Angela.
Well, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun here.
Wow. I'm going to take that down and get it transcribed. That was amazing.
You're welcome to it. So, Trudy, tell us, what do you do and why do you do what you do?
Well, I'm a purpose and productivity coach, and I've come to that title because what I realised was that a lot of people were coming to me and to get shit done and to be held accountable to getting that shit done. But I was realizing that I was getting a lot more into my intuition and being able to hear what women entrepreneurs don't say out loud. So I was literally able to take everything out of your brain, take all those ideas and thoughts that have been floating around for years or months, and then take them out of your brain and structure them into actionable plans. But in doing that, I found that people were getting stuck sometimes in what they thought they should be doing or what they were told they must do with their lives, or they get stuck in the education they had as their background, and they would forget or not be able to say out loud what they wanted to do and what made them happy to do. So then I would literally hear what was in their heads of what they wanted to do and getting all this information out, and then repeat back to them what they actually wanted to do, and that's when the tears start.
You're good at that.
Well, it's an absolute joy and a pleasure and a privilege and a gift for me to be able to have that connection and engagement with my clients. It's such a joy to hear what somebody actually wants to do, what they actually want to be doing with their life, and then help them achieve that. That's all that I want. That's why I do what I do.
And I suppose it must be a relief for them too, to finally find someone who's prepared to listen to that.
Yes. Listening is a skill, and I don't think many people realise how much of a skill it is.
Now, it totally is a skill, and you're right. And what do they say? You have two ears and one mouth, and you should use them appropriately, in proportion. Haven't you heard of that?
No, I don't know.
You can use that.
Right. It is. Sometimes people just ring and talk to me for 20 minutes, not realising that I'm actually getting the information that they're not saying out loud. And
yeah.
They'll go, well, I've got nothing else to say. And I'll say, well, from what I heard, what you didn't actually say was. And that's where the magic is. That's where the gold is. That's where people realise that the stuff that's going around your head and the stuff that you're saying out loud is very often not what you actually want to say. And it's important to be able to say those things or to feel heard in those things.
Yeah, that is so important, isn't it? And I think particularly for women, because we spend so much time as women doing for everybody else, but we don't feel heard. And I know that so many times just working with women in clinic, that would be, you know, regardless of anything else of what you did, it was just the fact that you sat down and you listened and they could actually speak and know that someone was hearing what they had to say, no matter what it was.
Yeah.
Because I think we just don't do that. And I mean, obviously I work with with mums as well and women in business, and they've got so much inside them that they want to get out, but they just don't feel like, you know, there's the shoulds.
Yes.
I should do this and should do this and should do this, but what do you truly want to do? You know, what's your heart's desire? Well, I can't do what my heart's desire is because I've got a husband, I've got a family, I've got a business, I've got to do what everyone else wants.
Mm.
And that's what holds them back. And that's what I love about you, because you can actually, I don't need to say it, you can actually get in there and you can say the words and I go, oh, where did those words come from? Because they're the words I've been saying.
Yes. That's the fun bit. It really is the fun bit. It's really strange because I had a sister that had cerebral palsy, and what I learned and why I do what I do is because I am able to see the potential and possibilities in people. And even when there's every barrier and obstacle in your way, and you, all that you can see is the barriers and obstacles, all that I can see is the potential and possibilities. And it sounds all woo-woo and it sounds like it's crap. And but when I can see that, and then I see how you're holding yourself back and how you're playing small and hiding, forget it, because I'm not going to let that happen. And that is where the hard ass is. Because I will make you, I will help you to, and facilitate you to be able to jump over those obstacles that are in the way so that all that you can see is your potential and possibilities. And when you feel motivated in that way, there's nothing that can get in your way. Oh, I've got goosebumps. It feels so good.
But you haven't always done this, have you? Because you used to work in the corporate world before this, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I've had my own business for just over 5 years in many different incarnations. And before that, I worked, I've always been in corporate since I was 16.
But you were doing a lot of this stuff in corporate too, didn't you, but just not realising it?
Absolutely. I used to run big teams of, I ran businesses. I was operational management for big businesses. I had teams of people that did things. But what I did was saw the strengths in the people that were in the teams, and I worked with their strengths.
Mm.
And then I literally wouldn't let them do what they didn't, what they weren't good at, or what was going to hold them back, because that's going to hold me back from getting done what needs to get done. So, yeah, it's always been a skill. I just didn't realise it was a skill that I could use for my own business.
Yeah, and it is, having worked in corporate myself, you know, most team managers, they didn't really care. You had a job to do, you just do it. Doesn't really matter if it was good or bad. Mm. You just had to get it done because, in the long run, they just wanted the job done. And to actually, see someone who was there who's going, okay, so no, if that's not good for you, and you can't do that, this is what I want you to do. You're not allowed to do things. You know, that's just really, that's not standard corporate stuff.
No, it wasn't at all. And I was the best boss, because if the CEO was away, I would tell people not to come into work. I would call them and say, don't come in till 10 o'clock. He's not here. Or we'd arrange, if he was on holiday, okay, you come in at 11 and then you go home at 4. Because I wanted everyone to have a relationship with me, but also to enjoy what they were doing. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, forget it.
So did you get results, though?
I got the biggest results.
Yeah. And that's the bottom line, particularly in your corporate, that's the bottom line, is getting the results. And you were getting results by actually listening to people and working with people, as opposed to telling them what they have to do. You've just got to do this, I don't care, and just focusing on the numbers and not even seeing them as people.
Absolutely.
And that's what you now do in your business, isn't it? It's like, you're a business owner, but you're more than a business owner. You've got so much more potential there.
Thanks, Angela. My potential is. it absolutely is. That's what, that is my joy. It's just in helping my clients and in corporate, in helping people to be the best they can be. I know that's what everybody says. I want you to be the best that you can be. But the ways that people are able to do that, they train skills. Some people do that by helping people with marketing. Some people do that by helping people with health. I do that by literally removing the obstacles and helping you to get to where you need, to where you want to get to in your business.
Mm. So what do you see are the biggest problems that face women in business these days? What are the three biggest things that you would see in your work?
I think that, well, number one, it's always about you getting in your own way. That's the biggest thing in everything. The only reason that any of us hold ourselves back is because of some doubt or fear that's been put in us from growing up. So I think that's the biggest thing. But that comes out to me in people being stuck in procrastination, and I firmly believe that procrastination is a form of fear.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So when you're procrastinating, it's because you either can't do something, you don't know how to do something, or you don't want to do it. So you procrastinate on it and you hold yourself back.
And what you should do is just give it to someone else to do, shouldn't you?
Usually, yes. Or pull your finger out and get it done. Absolutely. And there's different ways of looking at that when that happens with procrastination. I think that lots of people can see the big picture, but they don't know how to get there. So they get stuck in not knowing what that next action step is. And when you can't see what that next step is, seeing that big picture just feels like it's a very long way away. So that upsets me because I've been told that I'm one of those people that can see the big picture, I can see the very next step, and I can see everything in the middle. Whereas most people can either see the big picture or they can see the next action step, but they can't see all of it.
Everything in the middle.
So I love, so that is one of the things that people come to me for, is that they can see this big picture. But what they say is that they know that they're meant for bigger things. I know that I'm meant for bigger things. I know that I'm supposed to do something. I know that I'm supposed to be a part of something, but I don't know what that is, and I can't see how to get there. And that's usually within one session where I can go, this is what's in your head, what do you think about that? And then they cry.
Yay! So you like that crying bit, don't you?
I actually am upset. I hate people that are upset. As long as it's happy tears, I'm happy.
But tears, generally when you're getting to tears, you know that you've actually got to the breakthrough. You know that they're about to... They're actually open, and because there's the same thing as when I'm working with clients quite often, you know, I don't like people crying either, but I know that when the tears come is that you've actually got it, you're there, and then it's just gently allowing them to actually sit with that and experience that emotion so that then they can actually take the next step rather than just shutting it all down or just not allowing the tears to come.
I say that tears are like frozen emotions. And when they thaw out, when those emotions thaw out, the tears come. And it's usually because you've been trying to hold everything together, as we do as women in any situation. We try to hold everything together, everything's fine, I can keep going, boom.
That's right.
And then one person listens, or one person hears, or one person says something about what they want, and it's a new experience. So I love facilitating that.
So before we started this recording, we were talking a little bit about the way other people run businesses and the way, you know, sometimes people are in a very masculine mode and other times, you know, then you see the opposite where people are in the feminine mode. Where do you think people, do we need to be this drive, 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 drive all the time? Or do you believe that when we're actually clear on where we're going and we're doing what we're meant to be doing, that it will actually flow?
Right. I've got very definite views on this.
Good, let's hear them.
Masculine side. No, in corporate, I was trained to be very masculine. All of my bosses were always male, and I literally had to go into meetings and feed off their masculine energy. In my business, in the last year in particular, I've created this 360 degrees of productivity. And to me, that's four quadrants. So you've got your goals and vision, you've got 90 degrees of to-dos and action, you've got 90 degrees of play and personality, and 90 degrees of wellness and woo-woo. When all of those fit together, and you've got each part of those covered in some way, you are in flow. You are in your masculine and your feminine. You are who you want to be.
Yeah.
When one of those falls over, or one of them isn't existent, is that a word?
Oh, I don't know. Let's make it one.
Doesn't exist. then it's very hard to feel like you're doing the best that you can do for yourself. Now, for me, coming from that male energy of corporate, I have, in the last year in particular, brought in my play and personality. And having that part of me not just be able to come out, but to be able to be more a part of my business, I've found my tutu loving, singing, dancing, childlike energy. And dear God, does it feel better to be out in the world as the complete picture of me, rather than just goals and action and goals and vision and to-dos and action and having to do all of those. I can do those, absolutely. But the bits that were missing were wellness and woo-woo. I do a lot more meditation. And my play and personality, because I was always told in corporate that I had to be quiet. I was literally put in a corner to be quiet in my corporate job because I had too much personality.
So how did you find your personality? How did you find that?
It was under a little bushel.
Was it? Which bushel was it?
I spoke to somebody. It was like a business coach, and they said to me, what were you like as a child? And I said, oh, I was all singing and dancing. I was on the stage. Darling, I was on the stage. And I was the entertainer of the family. And she said, well, where's that in your business? I said, sorry, I'm always hilarious. What are you talking about, young lady? And she said, yeah, but where's the singing and dancing? And I burst into tears because I realised what I was missing.
Mm.
So immediately I went out and bought two tutus. And I have them on the back my office chair and I look at them every day and put them on when I'm sad and or when things are a bit hard, and I do a little dance my tutu and everything feels much better. Thank you for asking.
But I think that's actually one of the key things that are missing in many women when they're running their business, because we're so hung up on taking the next step, doing the work. It's all got to be hard. We're so many, and I know I'm one of them, because it's a big thing that I've actually been thinking about lately, where's the fun in my life?
Mm.
It's like, we're not having fun anymore. Where is the fun in our lives?
Yeah.
And that's why I love you, because you, man, you have your videos, and anyone has got to follow Trudy, because she has videos and she puts on party hats and things like that every time. She just different hats all the time. But because I've always seen your fun. I mean, I've known you for a few years and I've seen your fun, but I have to say I wasn't seeing it in your business. I saw it in you personally. Mm-hmm. And now I can see it in your business and everything that you're doing. And I just think it's missing in so many businesses, because we think that we've got to put a professional look across. And if we're not, if we let some of our personal stuff come through, it won't be professional or it won't be seem to be right. But really, who cares?
Mm. And that's where I got to. Who cares? Because I, what I have found in the last 2 years is that the only person that I can be is me.
Mm.
And I gave up trying to be somebody else. I gave up trying to change my personality for each person that I met, which is what I was doing before. I gave up trying to please every single person that I met, because they might be clients. They might be clients.
Mm.
And I just started being me.
And how much easier is that?
It's so much easier, and it's almost like a release of not having to think so much about who I am in front of which person and what do I need to know about that. It just, it releases everything, and everything becomes so much more fun, because if you don't like me or you don't resonate with me, that's fine with me. Honestly, go and find somebody that you do resonate
that's
with.
That's right.
I hope that you're very happy in doing that. They won't be as funny, but... But I know that I'm going to attract the right people at the right time for the right reasons, and I am totally happy with that.
And isn't that true? When you're being true to you, you will attract the people that get you.
Yes.
Seth Godin talks about going finding your own tribe of crazies.
Yeah, brilliant. You're in my tribe.
You're the lead crazy. The crazy
that.
Egg.
That's really cool. Yeah, absolutely. I agree totally.
So is there anything else you want to share with our listeners today about what you do, what they can do to really embrace who they are, so that their business doesn't really have to take them over? It just is part of them, and then they can actually get, and I don't like the term work-life balance, but they can get that harmony between business, drop the stress, and just enjoy all aspects of their life.
Yeah, well, brilliant. I personally don't have any harmony between my work and my life. I am just me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's work life. I don't have work life balance. I'm just me all the time.
Yeah, and that is harmony, because you brought it all together.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to, you know, on one side I've got my business and on the other side I've got my personal life, and let's just try and balance it all together and see what happens, but it all just falls apart. Bringing it into harmony is like, it is you. Is this just who you are? And everything you do is about you, and whether or not you're working with a client or you're with your friends, you're just you.
No different, yeah. And I love that now. It's a really big learning lesson, and it takes time to master it. I'm still learning. But the other thing is to always ask yourself, am I happy? And what I'm doing now making me happy? Is working with this client the right client? Don't just take people on because... you think that you need the money, or I question everything. I don't just take clients on willy-nilly, because I want to be able to work with people that get it, that want to be successful, that want to take action. And And I know, and I can tell in those people that they want to be the full, all of them, in every aspect. And I think that people know that for themselves.
Mm.
They're just scared sometimes of they get stuck in judgment. Don't get stuck in judgment. Try it.
And it's judgment of themselves more than anybody else, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And just to let people know as well that I'm running a 2.5-day women.
I was about to talk about that.
Women entrepreneur conference in the Blue Mountains in Sydney called the Spectacular, a business symposium. And this symposium has come from the fact that exactly what we're talking about. People don't have fun in their businesses anymore. They've forgotten who they are in their businesses, and people want business strategies as well. So I went around the world going to all these different conferences and decided that I wanted to run one in Australia that has all the elements that I believe help people feel successful. And there's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of silliness and some tutu wearing, and you can come in your onesie. It's not the kind of symposium you go to where you have to wear a suit. But a lot of business strategies, online marketing, speaking from stage. A lot of different strategies that will help you with your business, because we are about goals and vision and action and to-dos as well. But just covering that whole aspect of yourself and bring your singing voices.
So, yes, and I've got a ticket. So do I have to go buy myself a tutu, do I?
Yes, but I'll let you know about that.
See, because I had one for when I had my, I'm about to say how old I am, when I had my 50th birthday a couple of years ago, I actually went and bought myself a pink fairy tutu for my, and because I had my birthday party in a child's play centre.
Yes.
But I got rid of the tutu.
Oh.
I have to go get another one, do I?
Well, we'll work it out, but it's just going to be, I don't want people to feel like they have to be anything.
They just be themselves.
If they want to come in their Tigger onesie or your bunny onesie, come along.
What if I want to come in my suit?
That's whatever you have. That's who you are.
I won't. Yeah.
With a tutu.
Suit and a tutu. She don't have any suits anymore because my stylist threw them all out.
Yeah.
She went through my wardrobe when we did the rebrand of my whole business and threw out all my suits.
Fantastic. Very satisfying.
So, yes, now I've got all my stuff's very, very casual. So, but I'm really looking forward to the spectacular. And I have to say, you mean, the reason why I'm looking forward to it is because my intention is to have fun.
Mm.
That's my total intention. Whatever I learn, but my intention is actually to go away and have 2.5 days of fun, because I know that I personally don't have enough fun in my life.
Brilliant.
And I know that you can give it to me.
Intention met.
So you...
You know what's brilliant is that I know the people that are coming, and I feel like I've handpicked this incredible bunch of women that are coming. And people are coming for such different reasons out of that quadrant. Some are coming because they need that clarity around their goals and vision. Some are coming because they want the action plan at the end of the 2.5 days to take away for their business. Some are coming because they just want to have damn good fun and leave there at the end of 2.5 days with that feeling like you've just walked into Disneyland. You're just in awe of yourself and your business and what you can go and achieve. And I'm so excited for that, because that's what I want to feel like all the time in my business, that I've just walked into Disneyland and everything's fluffy and very power-like.
Okay, well, I've been to Disneyland 4 times, so you've got a lot to look up to.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I've been to Disneyland 3 times and Disney World once, so...
Oh, wow. Yeah. But do you know that feeling when you walk in the big gate?
No, that's like, right. Whoa! It's like you almost, it's the only time that I really feel like a kid again.
Yes, and I want that.
And I have to say, because I've been twice now with my children, I went twice without, and it's so much more fun when you go without your kids.
Yeah.
Because when you go with your kids, you kind of feel responsible for them because you're a parent and all that type of stuff. And because it's so busy and so many people, I spent my whole time, particularly the first time because they were quite young, just making sure that they didn't wander off. So, but when I went by myself, I absolutely love Disneyland. I generally, and I'm not wearing a watch now, but normally I'm always wearing a Mickey Mouse watch.
The best.
And my last one broke 1.5 years ago and I haven't put another one back on because I need a new Mickey Mouse watch.
Yeah, I didn't go till I was 21, and it was the best thing that I did to not go till that age, because it was just a bomb to go in there at that age. And...
So have you got Mickey Mouse coming to the spectacular?
I'm saying nothing, no. But I may be wearing.
No, I reckon it's going to be fun. So if anyone wants to join us, because I know you do still have a few tickets left, so if anyone wants to join us to come to the spectacular and, you know, get that business strategy, get that clarity, have some fun, where do they find out about that?
The daisychaingroup.com.au/spectacular.
Right, and if anyone is thinking about that, the tickets are selling out really fast, so I highly recommend that you get in there quickly.
Yes.
It is going to be absolute fun, I know that. I'm actually getting the voice ready for the, I'm assuming we're doing some type of singing or karaoke.
Maybe, I can neither confirm or deny.
I know you, we will be.
Yep. February. I don't think I said that.
Yes, it is the end of February, so it's not that far away. So I know you're doing lots of work to make sure all that all comes together.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. I know my intention for the whole thing, so everybody will get what's this action plan at the end as well. So, it's going to be good.
Great. So we've got one more question before I go. I always ask all of my guests this extra little question, and I'm just waiting to hear what yours is. Yeah. Who is your celebrity crush and why?
Oh, I've got so many.
just list them off. Go on.
Jason Bateman, Nathan Fillion.
I don't know. Don't know him. Who's
Nathan
he?
Nathan Fillion. It's Castle.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do.
And
yes,
Jason Bateman. They're identical to each other. They always get mistaken for each other, and I just love them. They're so cheeky and funny, and I just love them. It makes my heart flutter.
See, I didn't know Richard Castle had another name. I just thought he was Richard Castle.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
Because you know he's got books out written by Richard, yeah. Real books, like not just on the show, real books written by Richard Castle.
No way.
Yes.
Bless his cotton.
Go to Amazon and there's Richard Castle books there.
Okay, I'll go check. but those are my two favourites. I love all their films. I love all their TV shows. I just think the way that they are, that cheeky, quirky, slightly odd, just adorable way of being, and they're gorgeous.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. Now, if you have enjoyed listening to Trudy and you want to find out a little bit more about what she does, pop over to her website, the daisychaingroup.com.
.au.
She's actually got she's got some opt-ins and everything, some downloads and everything over there, and you can find out more about the experience, the spectacular experience that she's about to put on for everybody. But I want to thank you for joining me because we've had absolutely so much fun, and hopefully everyone has learned a little bit from Trudy, particularly about how it is actually okay to relax and be yourself within your business. It's actually more than okay. That's how your business is going to grow. And if you've got any questions for Trudy or you want to make any comments about this episode, please leave them on the webpage, www.angelacouncil.com. Leave it underneath this particular post. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating over on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe so that you can get more episodes from some other great people as well. And until next week, I want to thank you for joining us and thank Trudy for joining us. So from my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. See you next time.
If stress is affecting your business, your relationships or your health, or if you would just like to have a little less stress in your life, then join me for the free 14-day stress-free living challenge that starts on February 15th. To find out more, visit www.angelacouncil.com/stress-free-living-challenge. Pop over and I hope to see you on the challenge soon. Bye for now.